Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
American Radio's Monster Cast, the second hour, begins right now. I told you in the first hour of the program we were going to have a lot of fun today on this program, and we are. As a result of that, I'm going to be able to bring to you Sheriff Richard Mack here in just a couple minutes. He's on the Sheriff Richard Mack hotline. So bear with me just a couple of seconds. For those of you who are just joining the program, let me tell you what we did in the first hour so we can kind of segue smoothly to you into the second hour and the third hour of the upcoming Monster broadcast here on Armed American Radio, the Armed American Radio Network, as I fill your prescription for freedom in 250 radio stations around the country and growing like a weed. In the first hour, I covered for you some hypocrisy. Imagine that, coming from the Bloomberg camp, talking about now, because they're creating a new narrative. You got a DUI, you shouldn't have a gun. And we talked a little bit about that. Maybe we can talk about that with Sheriff Matt coming up in a couple of minutes. Then I segued over to Chicago's top cop, who just yesterday got caught snoozing behind the wheel of his car after admitting to the mayor he had a couple drinks and changed medication, which for you would have got you thrown out of the car and landed in the slammer. But for him, he gets to request an internal investigation and no charges are filed. Would Bloomberg now suggest that Chicago's top cop be disarmed for life like he wants for you? We'll talk about that. Maybe with Sheriff Mack, get some indications, some ideas from the sheriff about that. Then I started covering Shannon Watts, everybody's favorite punching bag. And I'm going to do more of that in the latter part of the show as well, because I've got a couple different areas I want to go to you with that. Shannon Watts now using First Amendment protections to come after your right to keep and bear arms, saying that come and take it is a death threat. So we'll ask the sheriff about that too, and about a whole bunch more, because he just had, well, we'll let him tell you. Sheriff Richard Mack, welcome to the program. I should say welcome back. How are you, my friend?
Doing great, Mark. Thanks so much for having me back. I kind of feel at home with you.
Well, I'll tell you, you're going to like that more, because you're going to be spending a lot more time with me on the air. I hope I'm not putting you on the spot by telling you that.
Not at all. I'll do it. You bet. Okay. You have to do a monthly show. You bet.
Yeah, I intend on doing that. I want to bring you back in here. Now, the last time we spoke was last month, in fact, when we were in Phoenix for the Gun Rights Policy Conference. You joined me live on the program, and that was a tremendous amount of fun to have you sitting face-to-face. And we said we were going to do this, and we wanted to get together and talk after you met on October 12th and 13th. With what? What happened? Give us the whole lowdown.
Well, the CSPOA that you're very familiar with, my national organization, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, and in fact, I was even asked once, well, why didn't you just leave it the Constitutional Sheriffs Association? And I said, because I don't want to leave out any peace officers that might want to join us in this holy cause. And indeed, we had a chief of police that was one of our speakers, and he, in fact, received the Chief of Police of the Decade Award. Now, we've never given that, and I think we've had one other chief that we've given an award to before, but that was about 7 or 8 years ago, a chief of police, Chief Douglas out of Florida. And we had a chief of police from Missouri that used to be on our board, but really since then, and again, those were 7 or 8 years ago, since then we haven't heard from too many chiefs of police because they're completely controlled by the city council or the town manager or city manager. And whatever he tells them to do, that's what the chiefs do. But the sheriff is completely independent, and he answers only, as we spoke about last time, he answers only to the voters and within the promise of his oath of office to uphold and defend the Constitution of both the United States and of the state. And so we had this conference, and it was like our seventh conference nationally. And at first, we were only going to make it a regional conference, just basically Arizona and maybe a couple here and there from New Mexico or Utah or whatever. But it got the email started going out nationwide, and we even advertised it on your show a month ago. And we certainly advertised it at the GRPC in Phoenix that you mentioned. And so a lot of people started coming from around the state and around the country, not just the state of Arizona. And so we made it a national one, and we had Sheriff Songer, sheriff from Washington State, get the Sheriff of the Year award. As I said, Chief Lauren Culp got the Chief of Police award, and the Sheriff's Association of New Mexico received the Sheriff's Association of the Year award because of the great work that they've mm-hmm. done. And I really need to get into something that was quite unique, politically speaking and liberty speaking, that the Sheriff's Association and the Sheriffs of New Mexico have shown the entire world that really needs to be played more and really needs a lot more attention. So whenever you want me to give you that, let me know.
Well, I tell you what, Sheriff, let me start with this. Did you want to play something right now?
Well, I want to tell you what it was.
Well, go ahead. Tell it. Yeah, please. Go ahead and tell us right
okay,
now, please.
So, to me, Mark, it's the very example of the Sheriff's Association, or I should just say the sheriffs of New Mexico, I believe puts to shame the politicians in Washington, D.C. Because you know that the state of New Mexico has 33 counties.
Right.
Of those 33 sheriffs, 29, only four sheriffs in the entire state have not stood for the Second Amendment and the holy cause of liberty and the right of the individual to keep and bear arms. Just imagine that. 29 sheriffs out of 33 in what is normally a pretty Democrat state have all stood. And so I asked Sheriff Tony Mace, the president of the association from Cibola County, I said, you obviously have sheriffs who are Republican and sheriffs who are Democrat who are standing together unitedly to protect the Second Amendment and the right of the individual to keep and bear arms. I said, is that true? And he said, it absolutely is true. And I said, Mark, if we could all learn from that and take an example and follow their example, wouldn't it be wonderful to see Democrats and Republicans working together to restore our Constitution and to stand for freedom?
Oh, my gosh, Sheriff Mack, you know, this
wouldn't
is...
Wouldn't you just love to see that one time?
Once.
I mean, I so want to see it. Please let us see it one time. Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, Charles Schumer, the president, all sit down and say, you know what? This is what the Constitution says. This is what we promised to do. And the only time we've ever heard the Democrats talk about standing for the Constitution is when they're trying to impeach the president on such bogus nonsense.
Yeah, and they're doing that in violation of the Constitution and the rules
they
of their
are,
own
totally.
Chamber. You know, so, you know, that begs the following question. Can they be trusted? The answer to that, of course, is a flat out no. But let me say something here, because you've given me enough. I could keep you for 3 hours. I wish we could go for 3 hours. It's so easy to do with you. Well, listener, you're going to hear more from Sheriff Mack in the future. You're going to start to hear from Sheriff Mack regularly on the program. That's part of the whole new thing we're doing here. As I bought this program, we take it down to the next 10 years. Really fun stuff. And I can promise you're going to hear Sheriff on premium content, too, behind that curtain. More about that in the future. In the next, well, future being next few days, actually. I'll know more next week. But, Sheriff, let's go back to the police chief, okay? I'm encouraged to see chiefs of police that showed up where you were.
Oh, definitely. And
because of the political implications and what I said.
Well, it turns out the city council and the city manager, and it is a town. It's a very small area. He's only got a couple of officers that work for him. But the size really doesn't make the difference. I don't care how big or how small. But he, because of the attention that he has received nationally on this and within his state, he's actually now turned around and he's running for governor.
Right.
And this is Chief Lauren Culp, C-U-L-P.
Okay. Do me a favor. Hold on to that thought, if you would, because we're getting ready to take a break. And I want to set listeners up with where we're going to go here. I've got so much to talk with Sheriff Mack about. So I'm going to start with Beto O'Rourke, because he laid the groundwork for that. And what we were talking about with the 33 sheriffs in New Mexico. When we come back, we're going to have a fascinating conversation. Excuse me. I'll get it out. I promise, Sheriff. With Sheriff Richard Mack. We'll be back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you right after this with Sheriff Richard Mack. Don't go away. You don't want to miss any of this. I promise. You're back right away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Hour 2 continues. We're going to move fairly quickly. You heard that rejoiner coming from DefenderCoffee.com. The flavored stuff is out. The pumpkin spice, the coffee month, the coffee of the month, the club. You can join the coffee club. I get 2 bags. The shipping is free. Every time you drink a cup of coffee, and I have to admit, at this late hour, I am. Hold on. I know. I'm going to be up all night, probably have a late night, all night conversation with Dr. John Lott, but that's okay. We do those things anyway. Here's the deal. DefenderCoffee.com. You get to tell them where you want the profits to go. I give mine to the Second Amendment Foundation. You can take your pick with what's on the site, although I got to highly recommend SAF. Of course, I'm a member of the Board of Directors of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Make sure to visit all of our sponsors. AmmoLand.com/AAR right now has that site available, that landing page for you. You heard me read the email in the first hour. AmmoLand.com/AAR. Go out and get all the great information that we talk about on this program in advance of us talking about it. It's one of the great sources. You heard me talking about David Kodrey in the first segment. Where do you think I got it? Okay. Well, I know David could call me and tell me that he's going to put it out there, but I get this advanced stuff from the same places you can get it. AmmoLand.com/AAR. Lots of fun stuff getting ready to happen with them. But if you go sign up over there, guess what you're going to get? You're going to get on the giveaway list, and the next one coming up in November is just huge. That's all I can tell you because I'm not allowed to tell you more. Let's go back to Sheriff Richard Mack. Sheriff, welcome back inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. Let me start with this. Beto O'Rourke has been running his mouth lately, and I've been talking about it a lot. Now, he doesn't stand a chance of winning an election. That's not the point. The reason I'm talking about Beto is because the individuals who might stand a chance of winning are not disagreeing with him and his, dare I say, asinine, extremely dangerous, unconstitutional, un-American rhetoric. Now we've got Shannon Watts saying that if I respond to his threat to come and take my things from me in violation of our constitutional rights and our Constitution itself on a number of different levels, that my saying come and take it, she's calling a death threat. And she's urging law enforcement to respond to that. Now, Beto O'Rourke is out saying a step further. A.W.R. Hawkins is writing about it today. That New Mexico sheriff says they're not going to enforce that edict. This is a huge problem for America. The rhetoric itself, my standing my ground, because I'll tell Shannon Watts right now, hey, Shannon, come and take it, because I'm not going to give it to you. Sheriff, how did we get to this point in America? Start with all of that and give us the picture from your perspective as a constitutional sheriff.
That's about a 3-hour show that you just mentioned.
I know, and I got to ask you to keep it within 8 minutes, but we can at least take it to another segment.
You know, I'm actually against giving any airtime to or about Beto O'Rourke. I think he's a nothing, and he is never going to be president, at least for another, I'd say, 10 to 12 years. However, be that as it may, you are correct on the other side of that coin, and that is that he is that the other people running are not disagreeing with him. In fact, every one of them we know pretty much feel the same way. Biden has kind of made a little bit of noise about how he doesn't support it.
Not enough.
But not, yeah, and nobody else has. And you know darn well that Elizabeth Warren totally falls in line with Beto. But we've had several people ask us for our CSPOA stance on Beto's policies. And we just simply put out that we're not going to address Beto. He is a nothing. He is a nothing candidate. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But yes, some of what he said has concerned us because it's going to continue. And what really bothered me about what he said is not just his confiscation of my personal property and the destruction of mine and your Second Amendment rights that are guaranteed, and the government's only role is to secure those innate rights or the rights that are natural rights that we were obviously born with. That his entire admonition or warning that police will take further action against you if you don't take it. First of all, a candidate running with 1% of the polling for to win the Democratic primary has no bearing whatsoever on any law enforcement officer in this country, that we're going to obey you, that we're going to go along with you. In fact, as we've already seen, most law enforcement are saying, first of all, what he's saying is laughable.
Right.
Secondly, it's not doable. We can't obey that. We won't do it. And even if we could do it, we won't do it, is basically most of the law enforcement response. When I first did the Brady Bill lawsuit back 22 years ago, I put out lots of times, well, Sheriff, what are you going to do if, and it's completely a hypothetical that we were asking, what are you going to do if the federal government suggests door-to-door confiscation of weapons? Do you know what the answer was, Mark? Every single time, these liberal sheriffs would say, that's never going to happen in America.
Well, but let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question, though. It begs the question, because the other side is now taught you. You've got an individual. And I know he's a none. He's a nothing. I understand that.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
The reason I talk about him is because I want people to understand what those around him who might get that nomination are agreeing with. I don't want that to get lost. I don't want people to get apathetic and say, he's not going to be president anyway, which is true. But when you've got somebody who's higher up the food chain as far as polling is concerned, like Biden and like Warren and maybe even Kamala Harris or the rest of these clown posse members or anybody else that might decide to jump in like a Bloomberg, not one of them hasn't heard a proposal like that they didn't want to make love to, okay? So they're in agreement with that. It's important that people understand that so they don't get apathetic, I believe. Now, having said that, when you talk about confiscation and going door to door and they say, well, that's not going to happen, or you know, and I believe me, I agree with that. I hope I agree with that.
But it's already happened.
But it is already happening, right? It's happening with red flag laws, and you know, we could go in a couple different directions. So when you say these liberal sheriffs are saying that, are they saying that they don't believe that it would ever happen or that they would never enforce it? There's a distinction there.
No, there is a distinction, and believe me, there's a lot of sheriffs and a lot of law enforcement that will enforce it. That they have this attitude of the Nuremberg trials, we will follow orders. And we obviously know because of the history of the Nuremberg trials that giving that as an excuse does not hold legal water.
Wow, that's scary,
though. I'm just following orders. You know, I didn't like to do it. I didn't really want to do it.
Ooh,
but
that's scary, though, Sheriff.
So this nonsense of that it won't ever happen in America, It's happened lots of times, and in fact, you can look at the projects in Chicago and Washington D.C. where they've tried to do some door-to-door confiscation. And you can also look at Hurricane Katrina, when the National Guard and other police agencies literally went boat to boat with people out on their boats and went door-to-door and beat up a 75-year-old lady while trying to take her gun.
Let me stop you there, because we're going to take a break. I want to. That's what we're going to go right back into, because it was the Second Amendment Foundation whose suit stopped that in Katrina, by the way. And as you know that, because you were at the GRPC. More with Sheriff Richard Mack when we come back. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America.
At Vault-Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap, foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault-Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom-built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
Armed American Radio's MonsterCast continues. Phenomenal conversation with Sheriff Mack. I've got him for another 9 minutes and 30 seconds, so we're going to jump right smack back in with him. Sheriff, welcome back to the program. Welcome back inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios, a place that you are going to become very comfortable with. I can promise you. I know you are now, but it's only going to get better with time. Sheriff, we were talking about Beto and in the previous segment, talking about how people don't believe it will happen. Will they? What's the distinction? Do they think it's not going to happen? That's why they say that, because in their mind they don't want to believe it could, and they don't want to be put in that position. You remind us of Nuremberg, people following orders. Let's go back to Sheriff. Let's use that as a pivot to Sheriff Mace now. Let's go back to New Mexico, where they have flat out said, and AWR Hawkins has written the piece, and here's his title that came out earlier today. Sheriff, my deputies won't be in Beto O'Rourke's anti-gun Gestapo. What's going on there? Tell us.
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. And the bottom line, for the experience or the historical aspect of Nuremberg, and then what we're looking at today, is who's going to enforce stupid laws, laws of hate and prejudice, and literally laws that destroy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as it happened at under Nazi regime and Hitler's regime. How is it that we have now politicians in our own country that use the same rhetoric as Hitler did? And so we need to understand, we need to learn from history. And anybody that starts repeating the same things that have happened in the past, we need to be able to recognize that and stand against it. I firmly stand against the Nazi regimes of destroying guns, or gun rights, and destroying an entire race, or attempting to. I stand firmly against the genocide. I stand firmly for the peasants, and according to them, peasants and people just of common ancestry, to keep and bear arms. Those people have a right to be free and to fight against tyranny. Those people are the bulwark of our history. And we need to understand that the right to keep and bear arms is a freedom principle and an individual principle of liberty, that we have mountains of history that has been responsible for governments killing their own people who were completely defenseless, because first these same governments started with registration of arms, confiscation of arms, and then a complete genocide, and especially Stalin, who even killed more people than Hitler did. Never do any of these communist, ruthless, fascist dictators, did they ever support the masses owning guns, and they started out by confiscating guns. And now in America, we have the same mentality of we got to confiscate guns, and using the same excuse as Hitler and Stalin did, that if we take your guns, everybody's going to be safer.
Yeah, and you know what scares me? You know what really frightens me about what you're saying right now? Because you're spot on. What scares me is the way, and I'm a big critic of the media. I have been for many, many years, as you well know. And I've been right every single step of the way. And what I've just what I'll predict right now for you is we are now beginning to see the media, by putting out these, this Bloomberg, listener, if you were listening to me in the first hour of the program, you heard me give you Bloomberg's trying to now create a new narrative that if you drink any alcohol, that you shouldn't have a gun. That's what they're going after next, and they're going to use DUI, and they're going
to. His big thing was also to make big gulps illegal.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you're talking about talking about a crazy dude here, man. He wants to put people in jail for drinking too many Big Gulps.
Yeah, this is the guy that stands on top of the podium at the hot dog eating contest where they shove 27 hot dogs down their throat in 90 seconds or 10 minutes or whatever it is, and he wants to make sugar illegal in New York City. The point that I'm trying to make here is, listener, that, and to you, Sheriff Mack, is what frightens me more than anything is they're taking, now we're watching them control the narrative that by us defending ourselves against their un-American rhetoric, they're now creating the narrative that we're a threat. They're now changing that narrative with their friends in the media. For example, the Come and Take It is a prime example of that, where now if you say Come and Take It, it's a death threat. The Gonzalez flag I have flying over my back porch and deck has been flying there for years is Come and Take It. Is now a threat. They're changing that narrative to demonize us further and try to demonize our rhetoric, as they use very dangerous rhetoric to try to normalize that dangerous rhetoric, Sheriff, to make it okay to say that, well, we just wrote the law, and if you're not following our unconstitutional law, then you're not a law-abiding citizen. We can see that shift now. They're making that play. That's what's getting ready to happen. So the point is that their rhetoric is incredibly dangerous, not just divisive, am I right?
It is. It is extremely dangerous, and it's also extremely upsetting. It's extremely anti-American. And, you know, I go along with that Malone LaBay, if I'm saying that correct.
You did.
Or the whole thing about Come and Take It is simply something that's been part of our history for a long time. But I believe that what we've done at the CSPOA and our conference that shows them that the key here for all of this, if we really want to stop violence and if we really want a peaceful, effective solution to what's going on, whether it's coming from Beto's mouth or the media's pen, the answer is, who in your community, who in your state, who in your county will be found interposing on your behalf, defending your right to keep and bear arms, as the New Mexico sheriffs have done, as the Utah sheriffs have done, as the Washington state sheriffs have done.
Right.
And there's, and even Maryland and New York have sheriffs that have done this, and Florida. But, you know, I could keep going on and on about who's done it. And the thing of it is, we the people need to make sure our sheriffs are going to be one of those. And if you're not living where you have a very strong potential constitutional sheriff, then you need to move to a place it is, or you better find somebody to run who is a constitutional sheriff. because it looks like that's our only solution to what's going on here.
Yeah, let me read what Sheriff Mark Gage said in New Mexico, and this is a very telling comment, and then I'll issue a word of advice, and I want to give out your website too. But Sheriff Mark Gage, here's what he said. He said, he's talking about Beto O'Rourke. He says, I'm not sure whether his statements are naive or just plain ignorant and arrogant. Maybe it's all three. The thought of anyone utilizing my sheriff's office or any other law enforcement agency in this country as their personal Gestapo to go door-to-door violating citizens' rights is disgusting, unrealistic, and downright un-American. And he says, and I quote, and I'm 100% with this, I've said it on the show, bloodshed will be unavoidable. He said, some of my constituents are already adopting the mantra of come take mine, Beto. His rhetoric has gotten old, and I look forward to the day when he shuts up. So this is coming from an elected official. And, Sheriff, as you and I have mentioned on this program many, many times in the past over the years that you've joined me on the show, and you will many, many more times in the future, a lot of people don't understand that the sheriff is the oldest elected office in the nation. People don't understand that. The sheriff carries the weight, baby, in his county. He can tell the feds, yep, or nope, right?
That's absolutely true. There is an ultimate authority in every county in this country, in parish of Louisiana, that can do that and has the responsibility to do it. And actually, he's already made that promise that he would when he took his oath. And we elected each one of them to do that very thing. And so there is an ultimate power, and it is the sheriff. And several of the signers of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence were actually former sheriffs. Oliver Wolcott, if you guys want to look that up, he signed the Declaration of Independence, and he was a former sheriff.
All right, Sheriff, I have to stop you there. I hate to do it. I've got to go to Rob Pincus in the tip of the week in the next segment, but I can tease this. You're going to be coming on this program. In fact, I may even bring you back next week if that's okay. It's CSPOA.org, CSPOA.org, to find out everything that Sheriff Mack is talking about. Sheriff Mack is awesome. I could keep him on this program for 6 hours. I mean, if we had 6 hours, believe me, but we don't. So here's what we're going to do. Coming up next, Rob Pincus's Pro Tip of the Week, sponsored by the Personal Defense Network. You can check him out at personaldefensenetwork.com/join. Rob will be here in just a moment. Then in the next hour, we're going to continue this conversation. I'm going to play for you some of Brad Primo from The Daily Show and then wrap up Armed American Radio's Monster Cast this week from the Crossbreed Holster Studio. So enjoy this Pro Tip of the Week, sponsored by Personal Defense Network with Rob Pincus, and then Hour 3.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. to hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Time for Armed American Radio's Personal Defense Network Pro Tip of the Week with Rob Pincus. Rob, what are we going to talk about today, man? Take it away, bro.
This week, I'm going to talk about ammunition selection for personal defense. The ammunition selection for personal defense is something that obviously is very important. The bullet is actually the thing that is going to stop the threat. If we need to physically stop an attacker from hurting ourselves or someone that we care to protect, then the bullet is what's going to do that. Now, certainly plenty of people have been stopped by what we can consider non-defensive rounds, round nose lead, wad cutter rounds, full metal jacket ball rounds. Of course, those are what are used primarily in the military environment. But when we talk about personal defense handguns, concealed carry or firearms staged for home or defense in the workplace, we have the opportunity to choose a superior bullet. If you have the opportunity to choose a better bullet, then obviously I think you should. That's part of being as prepared as possible to defend yourself or others. So let's talk about the kind of performance that we're looking for. Well, what we want to do with every hole that we put into that attacker, every round that goes into that attacker's body, if the intent is to physically stop them, then obviously we need to be doing as much damage as we possibly can with each one of those rounds. Now, to get the most damage, that means a wider hole is going to be better than a narrower hole. Now, when we talk about ammunition selection, we're not talking specifically about caliber. This is going to be a kind of caliber independent debate. What we're going to talk about right now is anything from a 380 through a 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, maybe a 357 SIG. These are the types of rounds. This is the caliber range that we're talking about, the ones most commonly used for personal defense or for professional defensive use, security, military, or law enforcement. So inside of that range, what we're looking for is to maximize the diameter of the wound path that goes through the body. And that's going to mean using a hollow point bullet. A hollow point bullet is designed to expand. It may or may not truly have a hollow cavity when you look at the bullet in modern times, because some bullets do have cavities that are filled with a plastic or rubber piece that will keep it from clogging. And the reason the clogging is an important issue to worry about is if you get a heavy piece of clothing or some piece of an intermediate barrier like a piece of wood or some drywall, maybe a glass from a car, the laminate, the plastic inside the layers of glass in a vehicle situation. If the hollow point is clogged, it makes it less likely that the forces of the tissue pressing against the inside walls of that cavity are going to get the bullet to expand properly. And that's why you see some cavity filled hollow points. Whether you're looking at a cavity filled hollow point or a traditional open hollow point, what I want you to look for is a bonded hollow point. Now, what bonded means is that the jacket, the smooth coating that is harder and usually very, very thin, is bonded to the core, the lead or the lead alloy that is usually going to be comprising the center of the bullet. That creates the weight of the bullet. The reason you want that bonding is for two reasons. One, it's going to give you uniform expansion. So in other words, if the jacket is uniformly attached to the outside of the round, then as those forces press in on either the rubber or plastic filling or the inside of the cavity itself, the bullet is more likely to expand reliably and consistently because, again, the jacket is holding that much softer alloy together in terms of its form. So what you get is that perfect mushroom. Now, you've all seen pictures in the advertisements or pictures on the internet of perfectly expanded bullets. People make jewelry out of some of them. They look like flowers, so to speak. Now, the reason you want that perfect expansion is because perfect expansion is also going to work together with the other aspect of a bonded hollow point, which is weight retention, to ensure a direct linear path with as much penetration as is possible given the power of the round and the weight of the round. By retaining the weight of the bullet, you get more momentum. That momentum, a factor in that is how heavy the bullet is, and that's what's going to continue to let it press through. It's not just the speed of the bullet, but it's the speed and the mass. So if we retain all the weight of the round because the jacket is holding it together and it expands as widely as possible and it expands uniformly, you're going to get a linear path through the body. And of course, the assumption always has to be that you have hit the right part of the attacker's body. So you're putting rounds into the high center chest, into the center of the head, and what you want is a direct linear path. If you were to have a hollow point round that wasn't bonded, go into the human body, the jacket gets stripped off maybe by heavy clothing, and as the round goes into the body, only the right side were to expand. That obviously would cause more friction on the right side of that bullet, and the bullet would skew off to the right. What that means is you might only get into the rib cage and maybe just past the rib cage. The bullet skews off to the right and exit maybe under the armpit of that torso. Well, that means the bullet did not directly penetrate through the rib cage and get into the area where the lungs, the heart, the spine, all the heavy large arteries and veins, all of the vascular area that we want to disrupt inside of the high center chest, generally our primary target area for defensive shooting, isn't going to get disrupted. So what we're looking for is that uniform expansion and weight retention to give us that penetration. How much penetration? I always recommend that you're looking for a bullet that will give you 12 to 15 inches of reliable penetration inside of gelatin. Anything past that 15 inches is probably superfluous. If you have a bullet that in test gel, and again, test gel is not exactly like the human tissue. It just gives us a way to compare bullets. It's what the FBI uses. The FBI, I think, is still considered the world standard in bullet performance testing. And they are looking for law enforcement use. They're looking for up to 18 inches of penetration. But remember, many law enforcement shootings involve intermediate barriers, and almost no personal defense shooting involves any intermediate barrier other than clothing. So again, looking for 12 to 15 inches. If you go out to 18 inches, that's okay. If you were to have a bullet that, say, penetrated 25, 30, 35 inches in gelatin reliably, it's probably going to either be far more powerful than you really need. In other words, there's going to be more recoil, fewer rounds in a magazine because they're larger rounds, things like that. Harder to fire follow-up shots because of that recoil. So therefore, you're going to put fewer bullets into a body over any given point of time. You really don't need to be looking for that 20 plus inches of penetration. So 12 to 15, maybe up to 18 inches of gelatin performance through heavy and light clothing from a bonded hollow point. That's what you're looking for. Once you have found a bullet that is interesting to you, then the next thing you must do is check the reliability of that particular ammunition in your defensive carry firearm. And I'm not talking about just shooting a couple rounds through. You really need to make sure that the shape of the bullet, because hollow point bullets tend to vary greatly in shape. You have some very wide open cavities like a Speer Gold Dot, and you have some very narrow pointed rounds like Hornady Critical Defense comes to mind. And then you have rounds that are really designed to emulate the shape and the feed angle of the ball ammunition that usually we'll be using for practice. For example, the Winchester Train and Defend line. Winchester's W Train and Defend line has ballistically matched training rounds that are full metal jacket with a bonded hollow point round that feeds and gives the same recoil impulse and all those other things, which is a great opportunity for you to take. But you still want to test that particular round. I suggest practicing with 100 rounds. Make sure that you go 100 rounds without any malfunctions, without any failures in your defensive handgun before you rely on that round as your defensive choice. Is that expensive? Yes, it can be. So what I tell people is, look, go buy a box or two of any given range of ammunition that you're interested in, maybe different weight ranges. For example, Winchester Defender, you might be looking at a 9mm round that's 147 grain round, or you could be looking at the 124 grain plus P, and maybe you are ambivalent about which one it is. Test them both. Buy buy a box of both. If they both run reliably, great. If only one of them runs reliably in your gun, then you go back and you buy about 150 rounds. That way you'll be able to do your 100 round test and you'll be able to load your magazines. Shoot those magazines out at the end of every year, recycle your carry ammo to keep it fresh. You don't have to do that 100 round test every year, of course, if the bullet design hasn't changed from the manufacturer. The last thing we're going to talk about is availability. Make sure that this is a round that is commonly available. Sometimes I see people get really excited about specialty rounds that can be A, very expensive, and B, very hard to find. Maybe you came across a box of special, you know, quote unquote law enforcement ammunition. A lot of times the law enforcement ammunition, the only difference really is packaging. Maybe it's the color of the case or something like that. So if you get your hands on some law enforcement ammunition, you think you've got something special, but you can't find more to test and you can't find more next year to carry, probably not the path you want to go down. So a commonly readily available ammunition is what I recommend. Obviously, we talked about the performance of the bonded hollow point. And then number one thing you need to do with the individual round that you're interested in, make sure that it's reliable. This has been the Personal Defense Network weekly pro tip on Armed American Radio. Learn more at personaldefensenetwork.com.
Awesome information from Rob. As usual, visit personaldefensenetwork.com/join, personaldefensenetwork.com/join. I'll be back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with Hour 3 next.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.